Part 2. Questions 8 to 13. You will hear bits of an interview with the famous Liverpool artist Paul McCartney about vegetarianism. The interview was made in 1992 for the newspaper The Vegetarian. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. Why Mecca won't touch a Big Mac?
We were eating roast lamb for Sunday lunch, and it was the lambing season, and there were all these beautiful little lambs gambolling around. Then we just looked at the lamb on our plate and looked at them outside again and thought, we're eating one of those little things that is gaily running around outside. It just struck us, and we said, wait a minute. Maybe we don't want to do this. And that was it. That was the big turning point, and we said we'd give up meat. The difficult thing was that immediately there was a hole in the middle of the plate every time you came to have a meal. Gradually, Linda started to fill it with spaghetti or a bit of quiche, then egg dishes and cheese pies, and it started to get really good and tasty. Plus, I brought in a lot of the English stuff, mashed potatoes and rice pudding. Anyway, little by little, she just sort of filled in, and we never noticed not having meat. Once we started looking for them, we discovered a whole range of vegetarian products. Then what happens is that you really get into it and start becoming activists because you realise that what you're doing is helping to save these poor animals from getting shunted into a slaughterhouse. And so the spiritual side of your life changes. What happens, like me and like Linda and like most of us, you grow up with your mum and dad saying, eat your meat, it's good for you. And secondly, it's our tradition to do so. We're British, and British people eat meat, steeped in our traditions, and that is a very important thing in people's consciousness. The other great thing is that our tradition is changing. You would never have seen wine on the table when we were kids. Now, even ordinary British people can have a bottle of wine with their meals. It's like you would never have seen us eating curries when I was a kid, but we all do now. So, along with all that, I think it's perfectly feasible for people to change. I think there's going to be some very interesting developments in maybe 10, 20, 30 years. We were eating roast lamb for Sunday lunch, and it was the lambing season, and there were all these beautiful little lambs gambolling around. Then we just looked at the lamb on our plate and looked at them outside again and thought, we're eating one of those little things that is gaily running around outside. It just struck us, and we said, wait a minute, maybe we don't want to do this. And that was it. That was the big turning point, and we said we'd give up meat. The difficult thing was that immediately there was a hole in the middle of the plate every time you came to have a meal. Gradually, Linda started to fill it with spaghetti or a bit of quiche, then egg dishes and cheese pies, and it started to get really good and tasty. Plus, I brought in a lot of the English stuff, mashed potatoes and rice pudding. Anyway, little by little, she just sort of filled in, and we never noticed not having meat. Once we started looking for them, we discovered a whole range of vegetarian products. Then what happens is that you really get into it and start becoming activists because you realise that what you're doing is helping to save these poor animals from getting shunted into a slaughterhouse. And so the spiritual side of your life changes. What happens, like me and like Linda and like most of us, You grow up with your mum and dad saying, "Eat your meat, it's good for you." And secondly, it's our tradition to do so. We're British, and British people eat meat, steeped in our traditions. And that is a very important thing in people's consciousness. The other great thing is that our tradition is changing. You would never have seen wine on the table when we were kids. Now, even ordinary British people can have a bottle of wine with their meals. It's like you would never have seen us eating curries when I was a kid, but we all do now. So, along with all that, I think it's perfectly feasible for people to change. I think there's going to be some very interesting developments in maybe 10, 20, 30 years.